Blackstone Audio presents Kill Chain, The Rise of the High-Tech Assassins by Andrew Coburn. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. For Declan and Otis. 1. Remember, Kill Chain. In a cold February dawn in 2010, two small SUVs and a four-door pickup truck headed down a dirt road in the mountains of southern Afghanistan. They had set out soon after midnight, traveling cross-country to reach Highway 1, the country's principal paved road, which would lead them to Kandahar and north to Kabul. Crammed inside were more than 30 men, women, and children, four of them younger than six. Everyone knew one another, for they all came from the same cluster of mountain villages roughly 200 miles southwest of Kabul. Many of the men, unemployed and destitute, were on their way to Iran in hopes of work. Others were shopkeepers heading to the capital to buy supplies, or students returning to school. The women carried turkeys, gifts for the relatives they would stay with in Kabul. A number were Hazaras, an ethnic minority of Shia Muslims, whom the Taliban treated with unremitting cruelty whenever they had the opportunity. Now they were in western Ruzgan province, Taliban country, and therefore very dangerous for them, but they risked the shortcut because they were short on gas. They met no other cars and little foot traffic. The world around them must have seemed empty. But it was not. Unbeknownst to them, they were being watched, and their every movement, even the warmth from their bodies, transmitted across the globe. As the ramshackle vehicles, one of them kept breaking down and another blew a tire, clattered along, people they would never meet conferred across oceans and continents as to who they were, where they were going.